It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, St. Louis, and surrounding areas. You are listening to another edition of At Your Service, right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. I don't know if you're a rocker, but man, that's got to get you going here on a Monday night. Led Zeppelin bringing me in. Hi, everybody. It's been a while. This is Dave Simons, certified financial planner, wealth management dude by day, and the occasional fill-in guest host of At Your Service. It's been a while because, well, there's a certain baseball team that takes most of the weeknights, of course, during the summer. And then my Dollars and Cents show, same thing on Sunday. So love it or hate it, but you're likely to hear a little bit more from me now in the ensuing months, whether it's filling in during a weeknight or the return of Dollars and Cents on some of the upcoming Sunday shows. And it's great to be here sharing this time with all of you. Usually when I do the introductions, it goes something like this. Dave Simons, certified financial planner, head of the Simons & Cordes Wealth Management Group, located within the friendly confines of, and then you fill in the blank, the firm. I've been in this business now for over 30 years, and I've always worked for typically a well-known large brokerage firm. I've worked for a few of them. Some of them merge with banks, like way back in the day, working at Merrill Lynch when Bank of America bought them in the 2000s. Folks, that all changed on August 22nd. Those of you who get my weekly commentary already know what occurred because I just finally got a chance to send out the commentary for the first time since that day, August 22nd. No, I didn't retire. I didn't leave the business. In fact, quite the opposite. I feel like a rookie again. A lifelong dream, or I should say a career-long dream, my team and I have taken ownership in our business. We now no longer work for the man. That's right. We have gone independent, my friends. The new company, our company name is One Private Wealth. And you spell the one out. It's O-N-E. And there's a couple of meanings involved in that. I'm not going to bore you with any more details. I just wanted to start the show with that. There are too many other important things that I want to get to other than some kind of, patting on the back here to say, hey, look at me. This is what we did. But you are going to hear now the new introduction. So I just wanted to explain it. So when I say, founder and partner in One Private Wealth, well, now you'll know. We are independent. We own our book of business. And it is, like I said, I feel like a rookie again because, number one, all of us are working more than 60-hour weeks at this point. In fact, I am even working, even though I'm not in St. Louis. Let me give you sort of an update, and it segues into the big story that's going on right now with the hurricane. On Friday of just a few days ago, I arrived in Hilton Head, South Carolina, on a planned trip. So you might think that, yeah, when they first started to talk about this tropical storm in the Gulf, over on the western side of the Gulf, and how it might materialize into a bigger hurricane, and then they named it Milton, and it looked like, okay, it's going to start heading toward Florida, but it could also, come up a little bit short of that and go up through Alabama, Mississippi, into the Carolinas, and I thought, uh-oh, we're supposed to be down there. What's going to happen? Now, I am scheduled to fly back home on Thursday, as in like 36 hours from now, early Thursday morning. Maybe. We are, the folks around here, the local residents who live here, they don't seem that concerned right here. I think we'll get some, you know, winds maybe in the 30-mile-per-hour range and some rain. They actually got hit pretty hard with Helene because, as you know, it came right up through Georgia into the Carolinas. We know the tragic results that are still unfolding in North Carolina also affected parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, and areas like that. And here we go again. So this is the talk of the area down here, and I don't know if I'll fly home or not. Southwest, in fact, texted anybody who is going to be flying out of Savannah, which is where I'll be flying out of, to say, look, if you're flying late Wednesday or through Thursday and Friday, you better check because there's no guarantee your flight's going to get out of here. So that is definitely on everyone's minds right now, and I guarantee probably a majority of you listening right now can say, well, I have friends down there, or we have family. Some of you might even have a second home, a vacation home down there. And so you are very, very concerned, and you are watching this. I was able to contact all of our clients in the past day or two just to figure out, hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on? Especially those who live on that Gulf side and are really going to be impacted. And it really made me feel good that every one of them said we are not staying. Now, some of them have actually left Florida and they're going to stay with either friends or family up the coastline. One person even flew back to Las Vegas where he's got some family. Others have said we're staying in Florida, but we're just going to go more inland. So, yeah, we're still going to feel it, but it's not going to be like we're right there at ground zero as this thing comes in. So something that we are all watching. My friends, this is the kind of time that traditionally and historically we as Americans, we do come together. It breaks our heart when we see something like this occur. And we do help. I know food banks around the country are jam-packed, churches at the same time, getting canned goods put together. People are going to have their blood taken at the Red Cross and all that. This is wonderful to see. A good friend of ours, in fact, she's actually one of my wife's best friends. God love her. I mean, there are so many people who are doing this. A couple of years ago, she decided, you know what? I want to go through the Red Cross training. And apparently it's pretty intense. I mean, it's something that they take very seriously. And once you get through the training and you pass it and you get your certification, you can be then called into action. It's all voluntary, of course. And if they've got a need, they'll put out a call to say, hey, can you help in this area? They just had a big tornado and they have cleanup that has to happen, or earthquake, or of course, in this case, hurricane. So they reached out to her and said, we could use your help in Carolina. Can you give us a couple of weeks? Well, she's still working. And she couldn't give the full couple of weeks, but she said, I'm going to give you as much as I can. I know I can at least give you a week. So I believe she left today and she's heading to Carolina, but she said that there's a good chance that after a couple of days, they could redeploy her down in Florida to do whatever. So all eyes, of course, are on that area of the country. Now, let me go back to something that I just said, and I hate, man, I really hate to even mention this kind of thing because it's maddening to me. I get angry about it. I wanted to talk about it before, but I've just said, no, it's not worth it. I'm just going to pass it. I can't ignore it anymore. And maybe I'll step on a few toes, but I get to this point in my life where I don't care. I am not intentionally provocative. I don't go out trying to make enemies of people, but you get to a point where you say enough is enough. Stop the foolishness. Just stop it. Knock it off. Know that you are actually making things worse. You're almost to the point of just being a horrible human being. And I'm talking about some of the crazy, wild conspiracy theories out there. that we didn't really ever have to contend with before social media. And it's getting worse and it's getting worse and it's getting worse. And it's just something that we collectively, the rest of the normal Americans, which thankfully I know is the vast majority of people, need to call this out. And we have to stop being silent. And this is not, this should not have to be a political thing. This does not have to be a debate between blue states and red states, conservatism versus liberalism and progressives, Republicans and Democrats. It shouldn't be that way. But unfortunately, it does start to fall along those political lines. So when you call it out, then you get called something. And now to the point where I don't care. You can call me any name in the book. But it's time to end this nonsense. So I've got to address it. I'm going to take my first break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll, if you are not really plugged into what's happening with some of these conspiracy theories around the hurricane and as it's ravaged North Carolina and people who are trying to sell you things based on fear mongering, if you're not plugged into it, you want to come back and listen to some of this just ridiculous stuff. And I'm using stuff as a kind word. That's being promulgated out there through social media outlets. So, and then I promise we'll try to start to lighten things from there. I've got some other fun stuff to talk about. And because my expertise is in the markets, financial issues, on investing topics, I promise I will get to that mainly in the second hour. But I think before I go, I need to turn, I just need to be a little bit serious right now. And I hope you give me that time and hear me out, and we'll do that right after this break. You're listening to At Your Service. Dave Simon's filling in, and we shall return. I'm gonna give you my
love. It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, folks, it's 8:21 in St. Louis, which means, of course, it's 9:21 where I am out here on the East Coast and just kind of watching, praying, hoping, thoughts toward our friends and family down in the area that is about to be hit pretty hard, it appears. And, you know, I'm a news junkie. My wife's a news junkie. We are the types who will sit and literally watch the Weather Channel for hours in something like this. It's in our DNA. Can't help it. And I know over the years, so many of us have said this, it's like, man, they really hype these things up. Oh, it's going to snow 3 feet coming up. And, you know, you get 4 inches and nothing happens, right? Or, oh, it could be a major outbreak of tornadoes. You better take cover and you get some rain. And we've also had a lot of misses with hurricane calls. And they just, it never stops, though, in terms of the hype. This could be the big one. This could be the big one. And unfortunately, you get a little bit of the boy who cried wolf mentality to it. And then maybe people in the line of these things don't take it as seriously. I think this one's different. This seems like the real deal. And it comes on the heels of Helene, which is in every facet of it, even in some cases, I should say, even worse than predicted, because it went off a little off track as it got on land, and nobody could have really predicted that it was going to be hitting as hard, you know, into the hills of the Carolinas. So that has kind of woken everybody up, and there's nothing stopping this thing, of course, and it's going to slam into Florida, and I don't know how this thing's going to just peter out. I'm not a meteorologist, of course, but everything that we see is this is the real McCoy. And unfortunately, people are now taking to social media to start getting into their wacky tinfoil hat conspiracies. And you expect the people like Alex Jones to do that, all right? He has made a career peddling this nonsense. But you get politicians that get involved, and maybe we've grown accustomed to someone like a Marjorie Taylor Greene. And by the way, I'm not getting into her politics. I never do that on this show. I don't take a stance and say, the Republicans, I believe this. Democrats, I'm a Democrat, and I believe that. I've never really talked about my own personal political ideology. I have a strong ideology like so many of you. You don't need to hear it from me. I'm not going to be another talking head and bloviating idiot on here. You can get that in other places. However, to me, this shouldn't be about politics. This is calling somebody out like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's out there saying that this is the government. She posted this. If you didn't see it, she posted it on X. By the way, I hate that name. Why didn't Musk just keep it Twitter? I mean, come on. Anyway, she posted this on X last Thursday saying that the government is controlling the weather, implying because Florida has more registered Republicans and could maybe swing the election to Trump, that somehow they've gone up there and they've seeded the clouds and they created Helene last week to cause all this damage in Florida, which, as it turned out, it didn't do nearly as much damage as they had feared. It was up in the Carolinas, which brings me to a whole other conspiracy. As I was looking through all of this and trying to come up with what might win for the craziest conspiracy out there, it's hard to pick just one. I came across a video. Now, here's the scary part of this. This video, as of a day or two ago when I saw it, had nearly a million views in just 3 days. Keep that in your mind now as I explain what this video was. I don't know who posted it. I don't remember who it was, but it basically said that the government somehow aimed Helene up towards North Carolina. Now, let's stop right there and use some critical thinking. So many of us, especially those who are into conspiracy theories, will say that the government is not only just corrupt, but they are inept. You got a bunch of yahoos in D.C. that don't know what they're doing. They shouldn't even be there. They're not qualified. They're not very smart or intellectual at all. But yet these same people, or at least a lot of their minions, are able to supernaturally steer a huge hurricane away from this area, and now we're going to make it move into that area. That's what this video was claiming. Now, why? Because North Carolina is this big red state? Not really. Yeah, they voted for a Republican president the last time in 20. They went with Trump, but they also elected a Democrat governor. So they're not deep red or anything. So all the damage in North Carolina has certainly affected Republicans and Democrats alike. No, not according to this video. The reason why the government steered somehow mystically the hurricane to North Carolina is because that would allow the government to force people out of that region so they could go in and mine the state's large reserves of lithium. And I did check it out. North Carolina does really have some large reserves of lithium, which is, in case you didn't know, a key component in all the batteries that power the EVs, the electric vehicles. They store all the renewable energy. I'm not making this up. This was out there. And hundreds of thousands of people were watching it and liking it. These keyboard conspiracists out there on all of these social media sites now, TikTok and Twitter / X and Reddit. Here's one more. This is just maddening to me. It drives me crazy. There's somebody who posted on X, and I'm quoting here, "Just got down from the mountains of North Carolina delivering supplies." First of all, I'll stop right there. No, you didn't. Whoever you are posting this, you weren't there. And this isn't a conspiracy to say, because we know what's happening, but we're being played, you know, by a lot of adversaries in other countries who love to stir it up here in America and play into this growing fascination with conspiracies. We know for a fact they're out there with fake names and they're posting stuff like this. So I don't know if it's a real nut job American or it's a foreign adversary just gleefully watching us fight each other. I have no idea. But this person, whoever he or she is, says that they just got down from the North Carolina mountains delivering supplies. And I'll follow up here. Quote, as crazy as it sounds, FEMA is directly confiscating donated items and blocking volunteers from helping. Now, if this person really was there, did you not have a phone? Everyone carries a phone. They're called smartphones. Don't really call them that anymore. They're just phones. And they do have this little device on there called a camera. And there's even this little video component. I'm telling you what, if I was there busting my tail and I saw government officials confiscating, in other words, stealing donated items, do you think that I might get a picture somehow of that or even some video? Or you're blocking volunteers? Don't you think I'd take a step back and say, I've got to record this. This is important that people know about this. That's not happening. That one, by the way, that post received tens of thousands of likes. It's enough now where a lot of the accusations are against Democrats here. And again, I'm not going to get into the personal politics. That's just a fact. And so it's enough for a lot of your leading Republican politicians in the state of North Carolina to say, stop it. You are not helping. In fact, one of the two state senators there, a guy named Tom Tillis, he's a Republican, and he went on the airwaves this week, national airwaves, and said, look, if there are any challenges out there that you see, call my office. That's his quote. He's saying, help me help you. We'll track them down, he said. And if there are issues, we're going to look at them. But, and here's his quote, quite honestly, what I've seen out there is a distraction. And it's not helping the core of the effort right here, which is to save lives and start rebuilding. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now. I don't know the solution here. This is out of my pay grade. How do you stop this? Other than do what I just did and don't hide anymore and call it out. And I think a lot of us have been afraid that we're going to be called certain names if we call it out, or we're going to lose a friendship, or somebody's not going to like us on Facebook. And I don't care. When I see this kind of thing that is so damaging to the American fabric and is actually not just unhelpful, but dangerous, then it's time for the rest of us Americans to say, stop. This isn't political. It doesn't have to be red state versus blue state. It has to be sane versus crazy, and to call it out. And that's where I'll stop. When we come back, lighten the mood, and we'll talk about some other issues like, oh, I don't know, where St. Louis ranks among the most safest cities in the country. We've actually moved up some notches, folks. That and plenty more on At Your Service. Stay with us. Congratulations to our St. Louis Blues. They started the season today up in Seattle. You might have heard the score. The Blues were victorious in their season opening game on the road, 3-2. And, you know, sometimes I just have to kick myself and say, buddy, you've been around for a while. You've been a sports fan since you were a little kid, since the 60s. You know how sports can rip your heart out in 1 minute and you are victorious and dancing on the tables in the very next minute. And that's what happened today watching the Blues game. It was nationally televised because it was an afternoon game on ESPN, and I was able to see it down here in South Carolina. And, you know, they fall behind 2-0 early in the second period. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Here we go again. Long season. Already losing 2-0. This was supposed to, we're going to get back to the playoffs this year. Yeah, I know. It sounds silly now. It's your first dang game. And I'm already just so upset by it because they fall behind 2-0 after the first, you know, 24 minutes of the game. And then watching Kyrou and the boys come back, and they scored 3 goals within 2 minutes, and Bennington was stellar, and they win 3-2. It's like, hey, man, I knew it. This could be a pretty good year. Yeah, that's what sports does to me anyway. And I'm sorry if you are married to someone like me out there. We're still lovable, but we just like our sports. I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that we have now gone independent. My firm, I've been a certified financial planner. I've been in the financial services industry for a little bit more than 30 years, always working for, you know, a bigger brokerage name or a bank. And what has been going on in recent years is a lot of your high-end teams have gone independent, and they've just decided, you know what, I have a lot more freedom and flexibility that I'm going to take the risk. I now own all the risk here, and I'm going to hang up my own shingle on some office somewhere, and it's going to be the, you know, the Bob Smith financial team, and that's who I am. And that kind of access really didn't exist when I first got into the business. The rules and regulations weren't set up that way. Wall Street really had the power, but things have slowly eroded over time. I am not denigrating at all those big firms. I've got a lot of friends and colleagues who will work the rest of their careers there, and more power to them. I just have always been a lot more of an entrepreneurial spirit, if you will, and it's something that I've really thought about doing. In fact, my partner, Tom Cordes, and I looked at doing this about 10 or 12 years ago. We were very serious about it. We even found some office space and some things that I don't need to bore you with here, but we decided now's not the time. Well, it became the time just about 6-7 weeks ago. And so we made the jump, named our firm One Private Wealth. And you can look more on the website if you want to find out kind of who we are and what we stand for. It's really the same that we've always been, but now we're just kind of free to spell it out in more clarity, if you will. And so to go to the website, it's onepwm.com. So that's one spelled out, O-N-E, and then the acronym of Private Wealth Management. So it's P-W-M as in Mary, onepwm.com. And if you don't know what I look like, first of all, you're welcome. That's beneficial to you. But you'll find out right away. When I say I'm the patriarch of the team, you'll see it right away. Oh, okay, that's Dave. That's the old guy. But in all seriousness, the six-member team, we have over 150 years experience. Who's the person with the least amount? I'm trying to think. Is it 17 years, maybe? Maybe it's 12 years. I don't know. I'm very, very lucky and very blessed that way. One more thing, and then I'm going to leave it alone and go to some other things. But this is really cool. The name of One, what does that mean? I got to tell you, when we talked about doing this for about the past year, my partner Tom and I just took it on myself that I'm going to be the one who will come up with the name. I'm more of the creative type. Tom is more of the financial engineer type. He's the left brain. I'm the right brain. It's one reason why we worked so well together for more than 25 years. And I took it upon myself that I'm going to be the guy who comes up with the name. And I had over 50. Literally, I would scratch it out and go, okay, let me see if that worked. I wanted to keep it simple. I've always been intrigued by, you know, think of the rock band U2. I just thought, man, if you know the band, you know that there's meaning behind it. And of course, the U2 spy plane from the early 60s and all that, there's a story behind there. And yet it's so simple and memorable. I want to come up with something like that. And I couldn't. I had so many crumbled pieces of paper over the past year, and the light bulb never went off until it was Tom who came in one day. And he said, okay, man, I got it. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. No, stay in your lane, bud. You are not going to come up with the name. And he said, oh, no, bear with me here. One Private Wealth Management, One Private Wealth. And the one is spelled out, O-N-E. Okay, yeah, that's the simple one. Tell me more. Well, we always say we're one with our clients, right? That's right. The client ultimately is the CEO of his or her money. But they hire us as the COO, the CFO, the partnership. We are on the same road together. We know their goals and objectives. We are one down the same path. Okay, I got that. Hey, I think that could work. And he said, but wait. There's more. There's more of that subtle meaning to it. And he knows me. I know him. We know other members of the team. And by the way, this is something that we don't wear on our sleeve. Some people do it. More power to you. Our faith is very important to us, but we don't lead with it. It's just something that drives us behind the scenes. And so he said, think about this. It's the whole concept of the genius of one. It's the biblical concept that God is one with his children, that we are one with God. And for Christians, it's the triune God, the three gods in one. I'm just thinking, hallelujah. How did I miss this? So there you go. There is the double meaning of one, the secular side that we lead with. It's out there. We are one with our clients. And then the one that drives us privately behind the scenes and reminds us we have a higher calling here. It's just brilliant. I added one thing. Okay, I'll give myself a break. When we got with the artist group to put together a logo, something was missing. And I said, you know what? I'd really like to see some kind of an icon or an image of a lighthouse. I like that imagery and what it represents of what we're trying to do, especially during rocky times. We are kind of your beacon. I know it's a little cheesy, but I like it. So you'll see it on there, One Private Wealth Management. So that's it. I'm not going to mention another word of it. This was our big move after, for me, more than 30 years in the business of now actually taking ownership and having equity in the business, and I couldn't be more excited. All right. So I had teased a little bit before the last break that, well, a year ago, in a study of about 180 cities, so it's really just about all of your main cities around the country, St. Louis last year in this study finished dead last in the safest cities in America. And it's not just crime. They looked at a lot of things, like what is healthcare like? That could be dangerous, too, if you don't have access to it. What about natural disasters? Is that kind of in the news? Yeah, that was deemed something that was going to be one of the components in there. Now, St. Louis did not rank poorly on that. We have our occasional tornado in the area. Maybe New Madrid Falls someday. I don't know how much that factored in, but we were dead last. We were like 182 out of 182. My friends, we've moved up in the world. So who are the top ones, by the way, the top five, six, seven? Where is St. Louis now, and who has the dubious honor of finishing dead last this year? Well, you're going to have to stay right here on the Mighty Mox, the Voice of St. Louis, to get that answer. We'll be right back. So good to be with you this evening, my friends. This is Dave Simon, certified financial planner and just all-around nice guy. By the way, if you would like to know when the next Dollars and Cents show is on, and I don't know when that might be or when I'll be hosting at your service again, just make sure that you are subscribing to the weekly commentary that I've been writing coming up on 25 years. And to subscribe to that, you just send me an email. And you don't have to write anything in the body of the email, just in the subject line, sign me up or add me to your list, whatever. And my new email address, it's brand new with the new move. It's a simple one to remember, too. It's just Dave. Okay, there's a little more to it than that. But it starts that way. Dave at 1PWM. If you listen to KMOX a lot and you hear me from time to time, that's going to be a very familiar title. 1PWN. That's O-N-E-P-W-M as in Mary. Dave at 1PWM.com. And I'll put you on there and then you'll find out. Okay. So, a year ago, a research firm by the name of Wallet Hub, and I love these guys, they do some really interesting research, but they ranked over 180 cities in the U.S. safety rank. And you would think that just means crime. Now, that does have the largest ranking in terms of how they look at all the components. So that will have the largest impact on the overall ranking for each particular city. But they look at a couple of other factors, too, something called financial safety. And that's simply like, okay, what kind of access do you have to banks? Like per capita, can you walk right into a bank? How about mortgages? Are they easier? Are they more difficult to get depending on the city you live and the red tape that might be involved? Do you live in an area that might have higher costs to do business? How about if you get unemployed? How easy it is to get into your local office to start the paperwork, that all of that called financial safety, all right? And then there's the risk of natural disasters, which is interesting. You wouldn't normally think of that, but you do now, right? So number one, safest with all of those components put together, is the tiny town of South Burlington, Vermont, only 20,000 people. And you might think, Well, that's not fair. I mean, a small city is always going to be a little bit safer. Yeah, that's a fair point to make, but they're number one. However, and by the way, you get into politics again. Oh, well, I'm sure it's probably going to be all Democrat states up there. Well, number two is Casper, Wyoming. Don't get any more red than that. They're the second safest city in the country, followed by Warwick, Rhode Island, third. Fourth is Burlington, Vermont, and fifth is Boise, Idaho. So what cities have I've been to? Casper and Burlington. Okay, I've been to three of those five. Not been to Warwick, Rhode Island, or South Burlington, Vermont, I don't think, unless I was just passing through. Oh, I'm sorry, Warwick, Rhode Island, unless I was passing through. Anyway, St. Louis, a year ago, dead last, number 182 out of 182. We were last in crime. We actually ranked pretty high in natural disasters because we don't really have any. You get the occasional tornado now and then, but it's not like it goes through in recent years and, you know, just creates all kinds of death and destruction. This year, again, St. Louis, natural disasters, we were 15th best, if that means anything, but we still were 173rd out of 182 when it comes to the crime statistics. Yeah, no surprise. On financial safety, we're at 127. By the way, I have no idea how they look at all that on the financial safety. Seems a little obscure to me, but it is what it is. So overall, we jumped up nearly 20 spots. We're making progress, my friends. We're at 163, just behind LA and Denver. So you can see a lot of these bigger cities are never going to be up there near the top. And just ahead of Jacksonville, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. Now, the honor, if you would call it that, the dubious honor of dead last. And they get about as much negative press as we do for a lot of things. This year, Memphis, Tennessee. I've been to Memphis quite a few times. Anyway, it finished 182nd out of 182. It was 180th in crime. By the way, the city that finished dead last on the crime side this year was Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 182. And Memphis was 181st or 181 on the financial safety and 101 on the natural disasters. I guess I don't know if they're counting the possibility of earthquakes, because you would think that would knock us down a little bit more on that because of New Madrid, but because it's been like centuries since that happened, they don't really count it. Memphis was dead last, just above it. They just beat out for that booby prize. Detroit, Michigan was 181. And then you had Fort Lauderdale, Florida, just ahead of that, followed by Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Talk about being in the line of fire when it comes to natural disasters. Very unfortunate. My friends, we're going to turn it over to some financial and market discussions. I'm going to give you my take on where we may be heading through the rest of the year. Come right back.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.